This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Increasing benefits for National Guardsmen is on the agenda in a number of state houses around the country. As more National Guard troops have their tours of duty extended, lawmakers in Washington are looking for ways to help them. But as NPR's Ted Robbins reports, representatives in New Mexico are among those who aren't waiting for the federal government to act.
It was only the first day of the legislative session, but the Protect Our Own proposal was already the talk among lawmakers on the floor of the Roundhouse, New Mexico's state capitol building. And it was a highlight of New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson's State of the State address.
We'll become the first state in the country to do the following: to pay for $250,000 worth of life insurance for every New Mexico National Guard and active duty member, 4,027 of them.
The premiums on those policies would cost about $800,000 a year, a small part of the state's $4.5 billion budget. Governor Richardson told NPR he's proposing the insurance because he's tired of what he sees as inaction from the federal government.
Well, I just got sick of all the speeches in support of our troops and all the glad-handing and patting on the back and ceremonies, but then I'd meet some of the families that would lose loved ones, and they were very destitute. They'd lost a breadwinner. I said, look, we got to do something. Then I learned the death benefits were about $12,000. I think that's obscene.
Congress is already talking about increasing the military death benefit, but New Mexico Guard Major John Fishburne, who returned last May from Afghanistan, says he's glad the state is stepping up. He listened to the governor's speech with his wife, Laura.
Symbolically, it means a lot that the state cares about us. It cares about the state's National Guard and then the soldiers deployed. And we're not forgotten about when we're away.
A second part of the governor's plan calls for a checkoff box on the state's income tax form. Taxpayers can voluntarily donate part of a refund to help military families in need. Major Fishburne says that and the insurance should help with wartime recruiting and retention.
A lot of soldiers have hardships when we do these deployments. They get paid a lot more on the civilian side, and then they come on in the military, and the pay's not as good.
The third part of the plan would exempt 50% of all military retiree pay from state income tax. Governor Richardson says this part of his plan is not purely humanitarian.
The objective is to attract more veterans to New Mexico, but also particularly those that have technical skills, that have retired from the military and are trying to find a new job. And we need those kind of workers in the state.
Thanks to revenues from oil and gas leases, New Mexico has a budget surplus. So the governor says the fiscal impact of the tax exemption is not a major problem. Sujit Kanagaratna, a fiscal analyst with the Council of State Governments, doesn't see much budget or economic impact.
Politically, obviously, it's a brilliant strategy on the one hand. And in terms of the fiscal impact, I don't see a huge negative because I don't foresee a massive rush of veterans relocating from around the country just for this particular benefit.
Neither does Matt Dillon. He's president of the American Military Retirees Association.
Right now, as a military retiree living in the state of New York, New York does not tax any of my military retirement. So I don't see the incentive to go to New Mexico.
In fact, a number of states have 100% exemptions for military retiree pay or no income tax at all. 16 states are now considering National Guard relief plans similar to New Mexico's, but Governor Richardson says he wants New Mexico's to be the first to pass. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Santa Fe.